2. Geology. Listen to a discussion in a geology class.
Today, let's talk about earthquakes and how we can try to predict them. Now, in your book, I had asked you to read chapter 6 for today. In chapter 6 was a photo showing the damage of San Francisco after the great 1906 earthquake. Now, what if they could have predicted it?
People might have been more prepared.
Exactly. But earthquake prediction is not an exact science. We can't predict exactly when an earthquake will hit, but we can make short-term and long-term predictions, each having different degrees of accuracy. Predicting earthquakes in the short term means trying to predict earthquakes days or even hours before they happen. Now, this is not a weather forecast. Many scientists believe that short-term earthquake prediction is unreliable. I would have to agree. Still, scientists try to predict earthquakes in the short term by looking for warning signs, like ground motion. What about using animals to predict earthquakes? I love that idea. I heard that the Chinese have studied animal behavior to predict major earthquakes. It's really awesome. Yes, it's true that scientists have studied animal behavior before to predict earthquakes. But this method isn't very realistic. Anyway, as I was saying, probably the best way to predict earthquakes in the short term is by measuring changes in rocks. Scientists have measured the strain of rocks that occur along faults, and it's believed that the more strain there is, the more likely an earthquake will occur. But, as I said before, short-term predictions are not as accurate as we would like. Now, long-term prediction, that's more feasible. Here's how it's done. Earthquakes occur along fault lines, and the rocks in these fault lines are under continuous and shifting pressure. By monitoring changes in these pressures, scientists can determine whether an earthquake is likely in the future. They've found that some earthquakes occur once every 300 years, so by knowing this, scientists can predict when an earthquake will hit next. Then, because cities know that an earthquake is likely to happen in the foreseeable future, they often build stronger buildings. So if an earthquake occurs, they can minimize the damage. So long-term earthquake prediction is more practical.
1. Listen to part of the discussion again, then answer the question.
Now, what if they could have predicted it?
People might have been more prepared.
Exactly. But earthquake prediction is not an exact science.
Why does the professor say this?
But earthquake prediction is not an exact science.
Two. Listen to part of the discussion again, then answer the question.
Predicting earthquakes in the short term means trying to predict earthquakes days or even hours before they happen. Now, this is not a weather forecast. Many scientists believe that short-term earthquake prediction is unreliable. I would have to agree.
Why does the professor say this?
Now, this is not a weather forecast.
Three. How does the professor feel about short-term earthquake detection? Four. How does the student feel about using animals to predict earthquakes? Five. Listen to part of the discussion again, then answer the question.
Yes, it's true that scientists have studied animal behavior before to predict earthquakes. But this method isn't very realistic. Anyway, as I was saying, probably the best way to predict earthquakes in the short term is by measuring changes in rocks.
Why does the professor say this?
Anyway, as I was saying,
Six. What is the professor's opinion of long-term earthquake prediction?